Hey, thanks for listening to the Two Pros and a Cup of Joe podcast with LeVar Arrington, Jonas Knox, and myself, Brady Quinn. Make sure you catch us live weekdays, 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern or 3 a.m. to 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. You can find your local station for the Two Pros and a Cup of Joe show over at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
I know you do. Yeah.
You talk about good news and bad news for one sports town. We will get into all of that here. Coming up in just a couple of moments from now, it is Two Pros and a Cup of Joe. It's LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, and Jonas Knox with you here on FSR. You can listen to the show on the iHeartRadio app. You can find us on hundreds of Fox Sports Radio affiliates and wherever the hell you are making us a part of your Wednesday morning. We appreciate you doing so. And we will take you all the way up through the end of the hour, 9 a.m. Eastern Time, 6 o'clock Pacific, right here on Fox Sports Radio. It is LeVar's favorite day of the week. It is hump day for sticks.
Yeah. Happy hump hump day.
Sticks Arrington. Now I got to ask you, it's kind of a good news and bad news situation for the city of LA. Many of our listeners are just waking up now listening on the Blowtorch, AM 570 LA Sports. You know, they saw just an epic comeback by the LA Dodgers yesterday.
Yeah.
Back from the dead. Mm-hmm. As the you know, the team and fan base that has everything and still needs a little bit more every single time, just can't seem to figure it out on their own. Just need a little bit more. Gotta have one more pitcher, one more bat, one more everything. They figure
one
it out
beer.
In the eighth. Yes, and they do win, and they narrow that series lead to 2-1. If you just went on momentum alone, I don't know if you guys believe in momentum. There's zero chance the Braves win later on tonight, right? Zero chance. None.
I wouldn't say that.
I mean, come on. If you're a believer in momentum, it feels like last night was kind of a catastrophic loss for the Atlanta Braves at Dodger Stadium.
I'm curious to see how this thing plays out. I really am.
I really am.
I mean, look, LA's the better team. They should, especially playing at home, but I don't know. I'm kind of curious to see where this thing goes. I really am.
Well, you know, let's
That's
hope
why you get dressed up and play the game.
Right.
If there was zero chance, there'd be no reason for them to even come out and play the game. Just give them the win.
Who do we have pitching tonight? Who do we got?
It's Urias, right?
And that's correct.
And who's pitching
and
for Atlanta?
Braves have a bullpen game.
Is it? So it's the dreaded bullpen game.
The dreaded bullpen game.
You can't know? They can't bring back like Steve Avery or John Smoltz for like five,
John
six
Smoltz,
innings.
Greg Maddux.
I mean, any
Tom
of those
Glavin?
Guys. I mean, come on.
None of those guys available.
Remember
when pitchers used to throw like mid to high 80-mile-an-hour fastballs, but like great placement.
Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah, Greg Maddux. He's playing wiffle ball with major leaguers. And then and now every guy that comes in now, was it Gratterall throws what, at 103?
103, yeah.
Jesus, God.
You literally have to be in the low 90s. You have to be in the low 90s with movement on your fastball in order to survive.
How does your arm not explode?
Have you guys ever stood in and watched a 100-mile-an-hour ball go past you?
No, I'm not interested.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'm not interested.
I've witnessed this.
I did it out of batting cage. Let me tell you something. It's almost like how people are like, oh, you know, football is – it looks like it's moving so fast, right? And the only time you can really – maybe get an idea of how to comprehend the speed of a play is if you're on the sideline. It's the only way. Like, you can watch it on TV and it's like, oh, they're moving so fast. Imagine it 100 times faster than that, right? I used to sit there and I'd say to myself, I wonder if I could hit a fastball. So I went to a batting cage at one point and I had them dial it up to 100 miles per hour. You literally have to swing the minute the ball is leaving.
Swing at the previous
the
pitch.
Machine. You got to swing at the previous pitch in order to be able to.
You have to go back in time. You have to get in a time machine.
You
got
to go.
Right? Michael J. Fox is showing up with a DeLorean.
It's just terrible.
Yes. That is how fast that ball is moving. Like, it's like the first one that shot by me, I was like, I totally am going to play football. Like, I was in high school when I did this too, by the way. Yeah. I am totally playing for, first off, I don't want to get hit by that. Like, I don't yeah. even
well,
nah, want
so
to know what
that
would
why
feel like.
You understand why these guys get in fights. Like, why when someone pitches at a batter, you understand
you can kill
immediate rage.
Especially if they hit you in the head.
Oh,
like I'm going for blood.
They,
like
they
I'm
don't
not
even have
see
to
anything
hit you.
But red.
It could just be a warning shot. Like if they're backing you off or they throw behind you, you know that you see that a little more in the regular season. You can understand why, like, these dudes at the plate with a bat in their hand are like, my immediate reaction would be, I'm going to beat you now with this bat. You just threw that ball at me.
I'm going to beat you bad.
Bad.
And I might go in the stands and find the people you love. Because here's the thing. You are threatening me. You are threatening me with a weapon. Like what you did when you almost hit me is allowed me to know. You wanted me to know that I can hurt you. Like, I can hurt you. So to me, when you get down to, like, brass tacks, brass deals on that, I'm coming for you.
Well, it's
like, let's go ahead and get it in.
You remember the Don Zimmer, Pedro Martinez fight, Yankees Red Sox years ago, where Don Zimmer ran out.
And he slammed him down.
What pissed Don Zimmer off, he was an old-time baseball guy, is Pedro Martinez looked into the Yankee dugout and pointed to their heads, saying, I was going to throw at your heads, and they lost it. And that was their big thing, Brady. They're like, listen, you could kill someone. You could literally kill someone if you throw at their head.
And again, that's where, like, you see there's the dangerous side of it. But at the same time, too, there's also, you know, this demeanor. Like, think about how hard that is to do. Like, one of the things, like I've always said, that's the hardest thing to do in professional sports. Some people try to attribute to, like, a position, or they look at golf because everyone plays golf and they're like, oh, my God, it's so hard to play golf. Try having the balls to stand at the plate 16 and a half feet away from a guy throwing, you know, anywhere in the 90s plus.
Smoke.
Try doing that. And then, oh, by the way, you have to put this wooden bat on the ball and actually get a hit. It is so difficult to do. I mean, again, I've always appreciated baseball and everything that comes with it. We've completely gotten off on a tangent fact that I'm not writing off the Atlanta Braves in the series. I'm just letting you know. I know they've had
– I'm not
you know,
writing off either.
Yeah, I know they've had their issues where they've blown leads in the Super Bowl or – you know, whatever you want to attribute to. I get that. I understand that their city's history. I'm not writing them off here. All right? I'm not. I think they still have a shot in this. And I know that might upset Roberto, but it's what makes for an interesting
though.
Series.
It's not over.
Yeah. Well, city history, the Braves have fared out well. It's the Falcons that haven't fared out well.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, the Braves.
The Braves have.
Come on, man. They had a nice run.
Yeah. They ruined my childhood. Yeah,
they went to a lot of World Series and didn't get it done. You know,
they did against the Indians, didn't they?
Yeah,
they did against Cleveland.
But that was the lesser of two cursed franchises. You know, I mean, let's be honest.
That's what you're
saying. I'm just saying, Brady. Come on,
you're going to spit in the face of Albert Bell and Kenny Lofton and Omar Vizquel,
Justice
Roberto Alomar.
I don't want to deal with Jose. Jose Mesa. Listen,
I don't
want Jose Mesa smoke. I'm just saying, you know, there's, the Indians.
Roberto Alomar
did
spit on someone's face.
That is true. Yeah, Roberto, he did spit. By the way, although regardless of what fan base you're talking about, anybody looked better than the Lakers looked last night. So I just want to point that out here.
I thought the Lakers looked pretty good.
Yeah, well, what in the hell was Carmelo doing at the free throw line?
Listen.
Did you see the little pump fake he did? Whatever. Was he just trying to get like a lane violation?
I have no idea. But if it gets to the point where
LeBron looked pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Russell Westbrook didn't.
Yeah. I mean,
he struggled a little
bit. You know,
bit.
Listen, that's. But again, don't worry. The apologists in Southern California are going to spin it. Oh, don't worry about it. They just need time to gel. They need
it's
time for
one
this.
Game,
yeah,
you know? It is only one game.
Had they won that game, it would have been, oh, listen, this is just going to be a prelude to what the entire season's going to be. But when they lose, we move the goalposts on this stuff a little bit. I'm telling you, man.
I think had they won the game, people would still be saying, yeah, you know, it's early. Because I think there's more skeptics than there are believers, to be honest. Now, you'll say this market, I agree with you, this market will be apologists or be, you know,
pom-pom
you know,
waivers.
High on them.
Fan
yeah, sure,
boys.
Homers.
Yeah.
But I think realistically, even the homers and the fanboys will say, you know what, it's early.
I love how he's trying to gas up Roberto right now.
It's not Roberto. Roberto's not one of those guys. Roberto calls it like it is. I mean, nobody's been more critical of Dave Roberts than Roberto on social media.
I didn't watch 1 minute of that Laker game. I was sleeping.
He needed a nap.
Yeah, buddy. And boy, do I need one right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, you do.
He was still in his seat at the stadium.
Yeah, it's, you know, I just, you know, this is how this works. And, you know, NBA media is going to try and fanboy it up for LeBron and try and, you know, cover up for LeBron. And, oh, don't worry about it. It's, you know, they'll figure this whole thing out. It's like, all right, well, look, the pairings of Russell Westbrook and then Carmelo Anthony, like, they got older when everybody else got younger. They're not a good three-point shooting team when everybody else tries to emphasize the three-point shot. But, okay. They're going to go ahead and they're going to right all the wrongs of that. And they're going to, it's just like, I didn't buy it. I don't buy it for a second. I think the Lakers are going to go 0-82 this year. How's that? How's that? Do something with that hot take. You can stick it. Do something with that hot take.
What happens if they don't? Are you gonna make any other big bets they haven't made?
I don't know
off
what you're
lately?
Talking about. I pay off every bet I ever make on the air.
That's not true. Well, Tony Romo one you have not paid off.
What Tony Romo one are you talking about? I don't know.
There was a Tony Romo one.
There was?
I can't quite recall.
Why would I ever make a bet going for Tony Romo? Winless. I don't understand.
It was a bet about how much he was going to get paid.
By the way, if Tony Romo gets $10 million a year, I'm getting a sex change. Take it out of context. That
have
was taken
you
totally
paid
out of
that
context.
One off yet?
Halfway there.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, halfway there.
What does that mean?
I don't know, man. I was taken out of context there. You know I was taken out of context there.
I don't. In All fact, right. I think you doubled down on that.
Oh,
because
wow.
I made sure that you were specific in what exactly you were saying. And you doubled down.
Okay. Yeah. Does Tony Romo deserve the amount of money he's making from CBS?
That's a philosophical discussion.
Okay. Well, a philosophical
he's getting it.
Philosophically,
there's
is he
a sex change on the line here. All right. We need to get to the bottom of this. All right. You think Jim Nantz is happy the amount of money Tony Romo makes to make bad calls during games?
I mean, he leveraged his position into getting that contract. Right. You know, he's not saving lives. He's not defending our liberties or freedoms or anything like that. So does he deserve it? I don't know.
Okay.
I mean, the market would dictate he does. I don't know that in the grand scheme of life, you know, he's more important than a doctor or teacher or someone like that.
All right, if Tony Romo's getting that amount of money, then Collinsworth and Troy Aikman deserve $30 million a year. If that's where we're going.
That's fair.
Here.
That's fair. Did you leave out Joe Buck? You're not going to pay Joe Buck?
Well, I'm
that?
Just saying as far as like color analysts, as far as like the you know, color analysts.
I see.
Yeah.
Just staying on that side. Did you leave out the Monday Night Football crew?
Listen, you're not a Greasy fan? Well, no, I mean, there's nothing against Brian Greasy. Nothing against Louis Riddick.
Did you say he was talking too much? You saying that?
No, that was not me. But but you're trying to pin that on me.
Lewis is a good dude.
He's a good dude. But the problem is, when you've got to bring in the Mannings to try and build some hype around your broadcast,
they're experimenting with them. Like Jonas, this is something that like you and I are going to have to we're going to have to take some time and work on this like natural hate you have, man. Like we got to delve into why you go so deep into the hate pool, man. Yeah. You go into the deep end of it. Like you totally submerge yourself into the hate, man.
Absolutely.
You got to fight and don't go into that good night, sir. Like you got to fight it, bro.
Get some floaties.
Let me, you know, LeVar is going to be the angel on your shoulder. Let me be the devil on the other side. Okay?
Gas me up, Brady.
You keep using that fuel. You provide the yin to LeVar's yang. You keep being you. Yeah. All right. That's right. Jonas, be true.
Yeah.
Be true, Jonas.
Better believe. And by the way, you got a problem with anything I said? You can find me on Twitter at LeVar Lee Barrington is where you can find me on
that's
Twitter.
Right.
Yeah.
That's right. Hey, you just
Twitter.
Be true to you, yeah. Jonas. All right.
Damn
be
right,
true, buddy.
Yeah, Brady. I'm true, Brady.
Yeah.
I'll probably get a ton of hate just off of them wanting to hate on me for saying you hate too much.
Nah, you got Jonas back, baby.
Yeah.
Brady just keep and Jonas being true, are such man.
Like
haters.
Nike told you, Jonas.
Yeah, I'm being true, man. Yeah. You better believe it.
Brady and Jonas are such great haters,
man. Proud,
that
man,
LeVar,
being true.
That LeVar guy, like, why does he want to not hate? Like,
hey,
oh my
you know,
gosh,
listen, it's
I
not
hate
to,
him.
It's not all rainbows and butterflies on this show. You know what I mean?
That's
like,
we gotta
tell the truth
that's
around
true.
Here.
Butterflies
you
in the sky.
Yeah, the Rainbow Warriors, man. Hawaii.
That's right, baby.
Yeah, let me tell you, I'm the brass knuckles of this show.
Okay with the Rainbow Warriors, yeah. man. Right.
That's a good way of putting it.
When are we doing
brass knuckles?
There?
Yeah.
The brass knuckles, the plunger.
Yeah. That's a good point. Yeah. Unbelievable. You are a classy dude. Why don't you
what?
Send LeVar
You're
that
unclogging
text.
All our crap. Yeah. That's what you do. Yeah.
Send LeVar that text, all right? Let's see how that plays out.
Brady O'Quinn is one of the funniest dudes that I never knew until now.
Hey, like, I know. I'm just saying,
cheated.
LeVar, you just got to be true. Yeah. Just be true, LeVar.
Uh-huh.
I feel cheated, man.
Yeah.
I tell you what, Brady Quinn and Jonas Knox. What did I do to deserve this? Like, I was teamed up with two of the funniest dudes. I used to feel old until I started doing the show with you guys, man.
LeVar, will you ever open up an email sent by one of us again?
No. I hate it. It is the worst. It is the worst experience. I get anxiety when my text comes through and I see y'all that our thread pop up. I don't want to open it. No.
Yeah, it's like, you know.
And especially if it's an attachment. Like, no way.
Yeah.
No way.
Don't do it.
Yeah.
Don't
no
do it.
Like,
way.
Brady sends an email and says, hey, check out this sign. In the NFL, you open it up and it's some guy sitting on Snuffleupagus's shoulders, and it's like, what are we doing here? Like, can we have like a legit conversation?
You know, the problem with you guys is
why is it always
go
me?
For,
I mean,
when you don't
you
go
guys?
For the bait. Now, well, here's one for Jonas, right? I didn't go for the bait the other day, right? And then Jonas wants to sit there and act like this is something like really, really important. Like, it's
trying.
This government secret. Like, I got to walk you through the process. I'm like, no, Jonas, no. And he wants to just keep going. And then I finally bought into the fact that this is something really, really serious. And then he opened the attachment. I looked at this dude. And he can keep a straight face and give it like there's something really wrong until the punchline. I hate you.
Hey,
I hate you for it.
Look, you know, I didn't want Brady's effort to go unnoticed, so I wanted to make sure we got it in. Literally, that's
You're
how.
Like, you didn't look at the story. Like, you were shaming me. Like, I can't believe.
God, LeVar.
Like, you're, like, calling into question my prep work. Like, yeah. I can't believe you would not prep this for the show. So now I'm, like, panicking. Like, oh, what did I miss? Like, oh, geez. All right, let's open it. He opens it. Like, he's showing
I
it
mean,
to me. He opens
I'm
it.
I'm telling you, man.
The problem is if you don't open it, LeVar, then you might be left out of some inside jokes.
See,
so that's the issue. That's the concern.
Here's what this is. Growing up. You know, when a friend used to pass out drunk, you would draw on his face or do something to mess with him. Well, now because of social distancing, what people do now is they send fake attachments to a major story. Like, oh, my God, COVID shut down. Coming near you. And you open it up, and it's like some guy batting practice. You know what I mean? Like, it's just it's,
right.
You know, you just got to, you know, it's like a, you know, it's your right as a man.
Face.
Yeah, it's your
well,
right
I feel
as
like
a man.
With
you open it up,
media,
it's
so
face.
Much, there's so much stuff going on. That like you can get left out of the conversation.
Yeah.
Like someone brought up the Let's Go Brandon thing, and I had no idea what that was.
What does it
and
mean?
Then I had, well, you got to go look it up, and that's what I had to do. And I was like, oh, this is what they're saying. This is what they mean. Like, but I was completely left out of the loop with that whole thing. But that's the problem with social media is you have to like stay up on everything that's being said out there.
I'll pass. I'm good.
I like the Oscar Mayer Wieners post that I give you guys personally. I'm really into that.
It's raining dogs, huh?
Yeah,
right. By the way, it's two pros and a cup of Joe here on Fox Sports Radio, brought to you by Discover, and I'm sure they're proud of this. Discover matches all the cash back you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year. It's amazing because Discover's accepted in 99% of places in the U.S. to take credit cards. Learn more at discover.com/yes. 2021 Nielsen report. Limitations apply. All right, coming up next, there is a situation in the NFL. There's a reunion happening, and you have got one player at the center of two coaches that appear to be trying to either gas him up or talk him off the ledge. We'll get into all that next here on Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of Two Pros and a Cup of Joe with Brady Quinn, LeVar Arrington, and Jonas Knox weekdays at 6 a.m. Eastern, 3 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Satisfaction. I can't get no satisfaction, but I tried. I can't get now.
Jesus.
Okay, I'm sorry.
It's Two Pros and a Cup of Joe. Right. LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, Jonas Knox. That's bold of you to attempt it this early in the morning, LeVar.
Why?
I will say this.
Why?
Well, because there's a lot of people's voices wouldn't be ready to rock.
Come on, man.
Well,
I'm always ready to
LeVar,
rock.
Yeah, he's always ready to rock. He's always ready to get some satisfaction.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
By the way, Mick Jagger's got a huge...
That is true, Brady.
You ever notice how big a mouth Mick Jagger has? Like him and Steven Tyler?
I'm not going to get involved in that.
No, I'm just saying. Like him and Steven Tyler.
I just said that John Gruden lost his job over that. I'm not even going to touch that.
Well, I'll touch it.
Yes.
Steven Tyler looks like he needs a windmill in front of his mouth at a miniature golf course.
Imagine being Steven Tyler one day in his life like 30 years ago?
Yeah. You're never alone.
Man.
I think he should try that like hot dog eating contest. Like that's a distinct advantage, right?
I think.
Like he would put Joey Chestnut, who Jonas hates,
yeah,
and Kobayashi to shame.
Well, Chestnut's a slob.
Kobayashi?
Yeah.
Oh, here we go.
Chestnut's a slob. He is. I mean, I'm sorry. The guy's just a slob.
You're just rude. I mean, the guy is an American icon.
Okay, listen.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, he's a flake. Flaked
on
an interview.
Are you talking about Kobayashi from Usual Suspects?
No.
No. He's a legendary eater. Guinness World Record,
I think, until Joey Chestnut. The little dude.
He was the champ before Joey Chestnut came along and proved, I can be a bigger slob than you, and then shoved a bunch of food in his mouth. So,
that is crazy. They just be drinking water while they do it.
It's so gross.
I know. Man.
It's just nasty. It's gross.
How do you do that? How do you pound it down like that?
That's not the how that I want to know. Because I can eat a lot of food. It's the after. It's like,
how do you
keep it down? How do you feel the next 48 hours?
Let me ask you guys this, because I've thought about it. Would you rather be too full or hungry?
Hungry.
100%. Yeah. I totally agree. It's uncomfortable. Yeah. Like, those guys are uncomfortable every single time they get done eating.
That's
every
Thanksgiving
time.
For me.
Not every time.
Every time.
Just after those things.
Yeah, like that's what I mean.
I'd be hurt. It hurts. You eat so much because you knew you should have been done like two plates ago, and then like you're still there. And it's only because you know that this is the one time you're going to get it. It's going to be ready, and it's not, for this moment.
And you're not going to be judged.
It's going to taste the right way.
And you're not going to be judged.
Yes.
That's true.
Yes.
It's a good point.
I don't know, man.
Hey. Happy holidays.
I thought y'all were talking about Kobayashi from Usual Suspects.
that was
a part of Verbal Kemp's story. Then
he
found out at the end, spoiler alert, who Verbal Kemp really was.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's bottom of the coffee mug, Kobayashi.
Yeah, he was at the bottom of the coffee mug.
Yep. He said he was a lawyer. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. Wow.
By the way, that
You're
movie,
there with me. It's one of the greatest movies ever.
The ending's really good. Some of the stuff in the middle's a little bad, but
it's kind of funny.
But nobody like that movie. By the way, I think sets the record for the term CS used in a film. You know, CS. If anybody knows what CS is, you can
it's kind of funny.
Yeah.
It'll flip you.
Yeah,
the CS will flip you. Flip you for real. Flip
it's
you.
True.
Flip you.
And by the way, can we get the bell for a second? That is another '90s movie reference. It wasn't directly done by
Man,
Jonas.
Man, you got a lot of balls bringing up Lethal Weapon earlier, and then trying to call me out on.
I'm just really saying it had to. I was trying to paint a visual.
On you. You've brought up multiple movies now that are old movies, and I'm getting killed for it now. Here later in the show,
mine was in relation to a story. To create a picture, all right?
No,
yours is just, you guys want to talk about a movie.
You compared Baker Mayfield to, what's his name?
Mel Gibson.
Mel Gibson from Lethal Weapon. Yeah.
Riggs.
By the way,
great comparison.
Do you know what my problem is with Lethal Weapon? Here's my problem with Lethal Weapon. It's the music. Every time they cut to a scene, there's a saxophone playing. What are we doing?
That
here?
Is interesting.
Why do they do that?
That?
It's just cheese
like
ball.
How Spike Lee is. Spike Lee likes that weird type of music to go with his stuff. It's just the cinematic feel you're going for.
It's you ever seen Seinfeld? Every time they cut to a new scene, it's like boom, 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 boom.
Yeah, but that's like its signature music.
Well, that show stinks. How's that?
Somebody talked to a psychiatrist, a psychologist, something psycho something, and they said if you play this every single time, you will get more and more viewers because they're going to get connected to like that sound.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, it's like the one episode where they have the stanza when he leaves. Mm-hmm. It's like it's hard to forget. So, you know, the girls they can never get his name out of their mind. It's kind of catchy. I think it works.
Now, speaking of somebody who might need a psychiatrist, Jared Goff, because he's being pulled in multiple directions right now. I mean, it's, you know, just kind of like this tug of war to where, you know, you got his current head coach, Dan Campbell, saying, you know, he needs to do a little bit more to help us, needs to do a little bit more. And I would just tell Dan Campbell, I don't want to hear anything out of you because of you. I lost money this past week because I fell for the song and dance and the emotional crap. And so I said, oh, well, this is going to be the week the Lions get in the win column because they rallied around them.
I'll take anything.
Like keep it within 10 points. And they went out and got pistol whipped by Cincinnati at home. It was embarrassing. So I fell for that crap. Then Dan Campbell's got the nerve to call out Jared Goff after the game. And then you got Sean McVay because they're meeting up this weekend. Sean McVay feels guilty about the way things ended, and he spoke about the situation and how it was handled with Jared Goff's trade.
Yes, I wish that there was better, clear communication. You don't want to catch guys off guard. It came together a lot faster than anybody anticipated. But yeah, of course, I think that you know, anytime that tough decisions and things like that where people are affected, you always want to be as understanding, as empathetic as possible. Think about it through the other person's lens. And there's certainly things that, I would do it a little bit differently when those situations arise in the future.
Yeah, threw him under the bus is what he did. Threw him under the bus. Wrong, Jared Goff. How you feel about that, Brady? To your quarterback getting thrown under the bus.
Yeah, look, I think how we were viewing this situation after four games, a little different than what's transpired the past couple of weeks. You know, they had a close, tough loss to Minnesota a couple weeks ago, but this past week they just got shellacked, and it's getting to the point too where I feel bad for him because. Look, he doesn't have a ton of talent on that roster to throw to. And you could make the case that the Rams have only kind of got better in that department. So Matt Stafford's taken advantage of, you know, a great play caller with a lot of talent around him. But after the first four games, it wasn't like that drastic of a difference between the two, at least in regards to play, in my opinion, only because Goff was like trying to do a lot to keep his team in games with not much around him. And Stafford's getting layups where guys are 20 yards down the field behind the defense, which I think anyone would be able to make some of those throws. But the past couple of weeks, like the Rams have put their foot on the gas now. And it's been the exact opposite for the Lions, where like in particular this past week, just getting blown out, at home versus the Bengals, kind of just a bad look. So I think everyone's trying to calm and temper all these emotions coming into it. And I think, look, Dan Campbell can say whatever he wants to say publicly. You better believe behind closed doors, he's motivating Jared. He's reminding him of how things left off, what the narrative is, everything else. Like, I think he's that type of coach. So I don't care what's said in the press conferences this week because I know exactly what's being said behind closed doors.
All I'll say to that and to this is when you stink as bad as the Detroit Lions stink for as long as they have stank for, and then you have new stank with a new stinking quarterback and a new stinking coach. There is no such thing as thrown under the bus because you stink. The bus doesn't exist when you stink. I mean, that's just the truth. And the reason why it doesn't exist is because everybody knows you stink. So you don't need to have any excuses. You don't need to, oh, well, we could have did it this way or maybe we'll do it differently moving forward. No, duh. No, duh. We know you stink. You can try to come up with as many reasons, justifications as to why you stink as you like. You're no different. You could go all the way back to Wayne Font, who had some semblance of success.
Yeah.
You know, is that the last time we've seen success in Detroit? Somewhat of success? I don't know. But I will say this.
Dave Caldwell.
They didn't stink for so long. There you go. Caldwell did all right. But they still stank.
Like, or Jim Caldwell, excuse me.
Jim Caldwell, yeah, Penn Stater. Hey, here's the thing. The point is, who cares if you get thrown under the bus? Who cares if the coach has something bad to say about his quarterback? Who cares if the quarterback has something bad to say about his coach? Who cares if the players have something to say bad about one another? Y'all stank.
By the way, Dan Campbell.
You got to stop stanking.
Dan Campbell.
That's the goal.
He looks like he's worn out, man. Like he's
already.
Looks completely worn out.
He puts his heart and soul into it, man. Like that's what happens. When you put your emotions into this game, it's going to be exhausting. Because every single week, you're putting it all on the line to get a win. And when you don't get that win, it is it's like debilitating. I mean, you really start to kind of lose a part of yourself and all that. And that's the hard part about the NFL when you're losing and you're not a part of a successful team. It's not letting your day-to-day approach ride on always the result. I know that sounds crazy, but if you let it happen, like at this point in the season, there's no coming back. Because you'll be so down on yourself and down on everything that everyone's saying about you on the outside that you will never be able to come back. Like, you're never going to be able to believe you could actually beat a team unless you're more obsessed with the process and you're obsessed with the fight and trying to climb your way back from it. But back to Jim Caldwell, by the way. You know what the Detroit Lions would kill for right now? Like, seriously. Like, Von Miller, Thursday Night Football. I don't know who's lining up across from me, but I'm going to kill them. The Detroit Lions would sign up for Jim Caldwell.
Oh, yeah.
Any day of the week to be, they were 36-28 during his time with Detroit. I mean, they won 11 games one season. They only had one losing season. You don't think the Detroit Lions would kill to go back in time and go, hey, remember when we got rid of Jim Caldwell after 2017? Maybe we should have let him stay. Like, maybe that would have made some sense, right?
Yeah, well, it's like the Bears and Lovie Smith. Got rid of him after 10-6, and they've been a disaster ever since. So there's that. How about that? Tying that together. Just flexing.
You get used to thinking that your trajectory is somewhere where it isn't versus where your floor is. You know what I mean? Like, you know, and for a team like where the Bears are now and where the Detroit Lions have always been, it's the cellar. It's not even – the floor is not the first floor. It's a cellar. You got to go to another door and go to another level of low. They suck.
It's LL. It's not floor one. It's LL in the elevator.
And listen,
it's below.
I know there's probably Bears fans out there MFing me right now. I know there's Detroit Lions fans that are doing the same exact thing. But you know what? You chose to be a fan of that team, so deal with it when you hear somebody talking about your team the way that they deserve to be talked about. Listen,
damn right.
I didn't have a choice to be part of the Washington football team. They chose me. I didn't land on them. They landed on me. And you know what? I still have to deal with the fact that they suck. So at the end of the day, I got to deal with being a part of something that I didn't even choose, and it is what it is. Like, so deal with it. If you got a problem with me, you can at me at Jonas Knox on Twitter.
Well done.
Thank you.
Round of applause. Yeah, round of applause for LeVar Arrington.
Yeah, the level of hate in LeVar is just unbelievable.
Well, it's not even that. He made sure to give out your Twitter.
It's two pros and a cup of Joe here on Fox Sports Radio. Coming up next, Brady Quinn's draft day meal made an NFL star sick to his stomach on Monday night.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's next year on FSR.
Be sure to catch live editions of Two Pros and a Cup of Joe with Brady Quinn, LeVar Arrington, and Jonas Knox weekdays at 6 a.m. Eastern, 3 a.m. Pacific.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Two Pros and a Cup of Joe. LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, Jonas Knox with you here on FSR. If you missed any of today's show, you can check out the podcast at foxsportsradio.com after we are all said and done. It's been a weird one. We've hit on a lot of random topics throughout the course of this three-hour extravaganza, and it's time to hit on a few more in a little something we do called this.
You moron.
How could you not get to these stories?
You moron.
These are the scraps.
And for that, we turn it over to the great Lee DeLapp to find out what the hell we've missed so far on the show. Lee?
You guys, A.J. Brown had a season-high 7 catches for 91 yards on Monday night, and it might be in part thanks to he shed some weight before the game, about eight pounds, in fact.
Wow.
And partly he thinks it for some bad Chipotle.
What?
Yeah, who would think that Chipotle would be to blame for losing 8 pounds?
No, Chipotle is
I'm
God
not getting
sent,
involved with
okay?
that. Yeah, I'm not.
You
I'm
do
not,
you do not
that
blame
all.
Chipotle yeah. for anything, okay?
Yeah.
Nah.
Not in our neighborhood, Roberto.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I don't know how I feel about that.
Oh, I could care. I mean, look, I care less. I'm not trying to say it's the most authentic, but it is darn good food for the price, all right? Yeah. I'm not sure. You guys out in Thousand Oaks.
Did you hear Jonas shame you on authenticity? I'm glad you addressed it.
It's not. It's
glad
not
you addressed
no one's claiming it's the most authentic, okay? But it's darn good food, and it's at a good price that a lot of people listen right now can get a good meal for a good price, not like the folks in Thousand Oaks, all right, who are out there putting their pinkies up when they eat their burrito, Roberto.
Jonas is out of control right
Hey, LeVar,
now.
Sun Valley, homie. I don't live in Thousand Oaks.
Yeah, come on.
I live in the hood.
Yeah, he doesn't know.
I know where you live. I'm just saying. I'll tell you where Jonas lives.
Yeah, Valle de Sol. He doesn't know, man. Don't worry. Is it Vallejo or Valle?
Valle de Sol.
That too.
Nice try. Nice try, Jonas.
Pick a card, any card. Here's the thing. Brady has an affinity for Chipotle because that was his preferred meal on draft day when he walked up to the stage and it smelled like he had been gargling on a sewer rat. So he had to do chewing. You were
Good
chewing. You were chewing gum,
That's
and you got
right.
criticized by Joe Theismann because you were chewing gum. When reality was, you had rank breath because of Chipotle. Am I wrong?
Rank.
You're not wrong about me chewing gum, but at that point I had good breath. I was a little concerned about. At some point, the smell of Roger Goodell's green room, because my entire family had eaten a bunch of burritos and tacos. Who knows what the aftermath would have been, all right? We were hungry, man. We were waiting there for a while, all right?
Were you guys gassing up Roger's green room?
I'm not saying we were. I'm not saying we weren't. I'm just saying there might have been some after effects there. I mean, that hot sauce is spicy, man.
That is hilarious.
I mean,
the Oakland boy, I tell you what.
I mean,
I learn more and more every day, man.
Pretty sure Chopper had like fallen asleep. And so, yeah, who knows if anything crept out, you know? Chopper might have went ahead and, you know, lit something up in there. I don't know.
I mean, anything can happen while you're living in the sleep in the dream world.
That's
you know
true.
What I mean?
Like, that's true.
You can't be held accountable for that.
That's a good
no
point.
No way. Yeah, we're going to let it go.
What else we got, Lee?
You guys, 21 people are thankful to be alive. But they may be bummed that they missed the game. I don't know if you guys saw the plane that crashed in Houston. They were actually on their way to that game four between Boston and Houston in the ALCS. Thankfully, everybody got off safe. Two people were injured, but everyone is alive and happy to be alive. 21-person
plane? Is it like
is
a,
it a private plane?
Or,
yeah, it was a private plane.
I mean, at this point, it's probably a Southwest flight.
Oh, wow.
I'm just saying.
I'm not touching
listen.
That. You are driving away all of these appetizers. There goes Chipotle. We love you, Chipotle. There goes
Chipotle.
Southwest. Southwest. Listen. Hey, listen. I probably won't use your airline, but I don't have any hate
so
against
bad
you
right now.
I have no malice against you, Southwest.
Well,
I'm just letting you know.
I just prefer Dollar Shave Club and Discover myself. But again,
if you guys took one of those Southwest jets.
You can have it all.
If you put one of those air vessels and put Two Pros and a Cup of Joe logo on the jet, I
That's
will
right.
probably use that jet.
Okay.
Just so you
reason.
Know.
You're more.
And
you're
I want zone one seating. Like I want to go in and board.
Yeah. It's group A like on before, Southwest.
Yeah,
that right, you know, LeVar doesn't float Southwest. It's group A on Southwest.
There you go. Yeah. The group thing. I want to be the first. Yeah. I want to go before the.
You
want to
be A1 through 15.
Way, you know what bothers me about Southwest flights when you're standing in line and everybody's trying to look at your paper to see which one you are.
Yeah,
are you A15 or 16? Which one are you?
You know what I don't like. I don't like feeling like livestock, all right? I don't like feeling like when they're like round up and they've got like some sheepdogs who come over and start barking at you to go line up next to these signs. I'm like, I could figure it out, man. I'll figure this out. Like, just tell me when Group A's boarding. I don't need you to be like taking one of those big canes and like herding everyone into one side and like shoving us all on the plane, all right?
Yeah, it's awful.
Cattle.
Bengals tight end C.J. Uzoma scored a touchdown against the Lions in the fourth quarter, and he went for a high five with the fans, but he knocked the phone down to the ground, knocked it up a little bit. Joe Mixon actually picked it up and put some selfies that went viral. But the phone got knocked up, but CJ's making up for it. He's giving him a new smartphone and hooking him up with some tickets to the next game.
Did he break the
phone?
That's
cool.
It was still working, but it was banged up a little bit. I think a cracked screen.
Ooh, cracked screen, man.
Well, I mean, like,
not good.
Yeah, just, I mean,
things happen, man. Yeah, it's a football game.
Put your phone down, you know?
Good point.
But he did get selfies. So good for him.
Got Joe Mixon selfies. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I'm
going to go take some selfies right now.
Oh, good God.
In front of a fireplace.
I told you, he's looking for some satisfaction.
Yeah.
He's looking for some satisfaction
my middle name.
On a hump
LeVar
day, baby.
LeVar Satisfaction Arrington,
that's right.
Baby.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
He said he's halfway there, man.
Well, I mean, maybe. Maybe 90% of the way there.
Unbelievable. Just a couple of professional broadcasts.
Whatever it is, we're going to get there.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.